This is the special John Mark Grant for CLS coming to you from high above beautiful Lake Osceola in downtown Jefferson Valley, New York. This is John McMullen. John Mack, to some, welcome you to a special John Mack radio rant, an explanation of producing an internet radio show using the Blog Talk radio service. This special radio show was prepared for session 6 of the CLS course, Be the Media, describing how the internet may be used to publish articles, newspapers, and books, and produce podcasts, radio shows, and video presentations. I use Blog Talk Radio in two ways. To create a weekly show, the John Mack Radio Show, in which I interview person of interest to me. The 190 shows to date have included interviews with journalists, including three Pulitzer Prize winners, academics, politicians, poets, authors, technologists, law enforcement personnel, and public officials. The links to recordings of these episodes, each running an hour or more, may be found at www.johnmack13.com. And John Mack is J-O-H-N-M-A-C. That's www.johnmack13.com under the radio show tab. I have the ability to bring callers to the show also. An example of the weekly radio show is my conversation last Sunday with John Charles Chicdunnie, co-author with New York Daily News columnist Joanna Malloy, of the just-published The Greatest Beer Run Ever, A True Story of Friendship Stronger Than War. Chick, an old friend, has been a high school dropout, United States Marine, GED diplomate, the merchant seaman, the bar owner, the Sandhog, the Harvard MPA, the Teamster official, and the Sandhog again. During the show, some of the folks that he brought beer to in combat zone in Vietnam joined us on the show. I also use it to produce an occasional John Mack radio rant of various lengths, allowing me to hold forth on a particular topic. This broadcast is a John Mack radio rant. A number of the people listen to this show live through their computers, tablets, or phones by either keying in the URL or calling into the studio through the use of a phone number. If they use the phones, they may be brought in live onto the conversation at my discretion to join the conversation, as mentioned above. Most, however, will listen to the show at a later time through the use of URL. In that case, the broadcast takes on the aspect of the podcast. However, the power of the broadcasting aspect allows me to add features not generally found in a podcast. For instance, I have the ability to add audio clips that I call up during the show or have automatically played at the beginning. When my radio shows begin, you hear Henry Mancini's recording of the theme from the TV show Peter Gunn. That clip immediately starts for every show of mine. Why? Because I like it. During the show, I have the ability to play any of the many clips that I've stored in my library. From Count Basie's Tape in Paris, to Clinton's Clear Waters, Have You Seen the Rain, to George M. Cohen's Gemara Goes to Broadway, to the Eagles' Peaceful Easy Feeling, or to the Sidewalk of New York. But I also have the ability to publicize the show through Facebook and through other things, and to bring in other guests or other people to shows at my discretion. A bit of commercial information. My books are available on Amazon, and I blog at medium.com and publish the daily John Mack News of the Day. Send any comments or questions to me at johnmack13@gmail.com. That's johnmack13@gmail.com. And in the words of the Mets radio announcer Howie Rose, if the Mets win, put it in the book. I hope you'll join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern time, Sunday evening, May 21st, for my interview with Hamilton Fish by clicking www.blogtalkradio.com. www.facebook.com/johnmack13/2017/05/21/THE-WEEKLY-WEEKLY-radio-show. On your browser, and I send that to people, and or by dialing 646-716-9756 on your telephone. And that is 646-716-9756. Join us this week and every week at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday evenings.